All right, good morning, everybody. How we doing? All right, we got two people feeling good today. How's everyone doing today? Good morning. Everyone hear me? Hey, welcome to Bird Park Community Church. Guys, it is great to see you today, and we're glad to have you. Hey, and we're even on Facebook right now, guys, believe it or not. All right, that is some pretty crazy technology, okay, that millions of people are watching this right now, okay? Hey, it's great to see you guys. Real quick, you guys know the drill, QR codes on each of the tables. You can scan those with your smartphone and be able to follow along in the lyrics, Spanish and English. And there are ways to give there as well. And, man, I just want to say, guys, I don't know if you get lost in some of the complexities of today and all, but I saw this message today, Paul. He says, we teach, and this is what I think we embody here, we teach in a spirit of profound common sense, right? The message is basic. It's profoundly basic, though. It's Christ. And that is it, all right? It's Christ. And so in case you get lost in the complexities of this and all the shade sales, I don't know, all the flashing lights, I love that we teach in a profound common sense, regardless of your religious standing, your background. He says it like this, Christ is in you, so therefore you can look forward to sharing in God's glory. It's that simple. That's the substance of the message. We don't add to it. We don't add any frills. I pray that you guys feel that today, that you would be blessed by the Spirit, that you get this restorative Spirit in you today. And I pray that over everyone, okay? And I pray that over the people walking by, the golfers, right? They can hear this as well. And we pray for that, that they would experience this hope, this joy that we have. Amen?
Amen.
You guys have any of that hope and joy today?
Amen.
All right. Let's show it. Let's worship.
Let's turn our thanks, our praise, our attention to God in this place. Give Him thanks for a beautiful day today, even a cooler day today, which is nice. Let's feel that breeze. Rescue me, sing it out. Jesus is alive.
You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down.
Morning, everybody. You can have a seat for a few minutes here. Welcome to all of you, and thank you so much for so many great welcome backs to our family. We were in Florida last week, just getting our daughter settled for college and housing and car and all that stuff. It's a lot of work in a short period of time. We actually got a lot of it done towards the end of the week, had a chance to visit a potential church she might want to go to. It was a lot of fun. It's actually a really cool church. But I tell you what, Bird Park Community Church has it going on here. This is so cool. People are like, "You're a pastor? Where? You get to do church? How?" You know? So this is special. And if you're visiting with us today, you're not from Avalon, welcome to our guests. Welcome to those of you who may have just come over by boat in the in a yacht club potentially. We're thankful for our local families here, all different congregations, all different denominations. Isn't this cool? That's what's so special about this morning. And good morning. It is great to finally settle into church this way. We even got a shed going on back here, which we're grateful for the potential of keeping this here for a little bit. It helps. As you guys know, we've been carting stuff back and forth. Thank you for those who have helped with the funds of a sound system and a shed like this. We're blessed. We're blessed. This morning, Enrique will be looking at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. I've got it here in a translation called The Message, and it says, "It wasn't so long ago that you were mired in that old stagnant life of sin. You let the world, which doesn't know the first thing about living, tell you how to live. You filled your lungs with polluted unbelief." It's coming on strong this morning, my friends, coming on strong. "And then exhaled disobedience as a result. We all did it. All of us doing what we felt like doing, when we felt like doing it. All of us in the same boat. It's a wonder God didn't lose his temper and do away with a whole lot of us. Instead, God didn't lose his temper. Immense in mercy and with incredible love, he embraced us. He took our sin-dead lives and made us alive in Christ." Amen? "He did all this on his own with no help from us. Then he picked us up and set us down in highest heaven in company with Jesus, our Messiah." It's our passage this morning. He'll be giving our message. The title of his sermon is, "Where Are You Seated?" And my quick answer to that is 6 feet apart, most likely. My other answer to that is better 6 feet apart than 6 feet underground. But my hunch is that this is not a message on COVID-19, but rather a sermon regarding where you end up and who you end up with. Sitting down in highest heaven in company with Jesus. Sounds like a plan to me. Paul has painted the black backdrop of our life, all of our lives, before meeting Christ, and dead unto God because of our trespasses with sins. But then Paul says, "But God, who is immense in mercy." I can't wait for this message.
I can't wait. God caused his goodness to pass before Moses. And when he passed in front of Moses, Exodus 34 says, and the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, he said, Moses goes, the Lord God, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth. Then David turns around, for you, Lord, are good, ready to forgive, plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. An incredible love embraced us. My friends, Enrique is going to be throwing strikes this morning. Be ready. Be ready to hit it out of the park. Let the Holy Spirit come in. Be mindful of where you are at presently, right now. Allow this worship to extend into the worship of Scripture this morning into your heart. And in case you're wondering, there will be no social distancing in heaven and no face masks. Big time amen. Can I have one there? Yeah, I'm ready to unload these things. Let's pray this morning. God expects us to expect him to be able to answer our requests. God's never been nervous about his ability to live up to our faith in him. He warns us to push the limits of what we can ask or imagine. My friends here attending this beautiful place for church, he wants us to pray in such a way that we have to immediately remind ourselves of God's infinite greatness so that we don't freak out. Father, may your word be blessed this morning and our lives be different as a result of being here today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Tries to roll over my bones. When sorrow tries to steal the joy I own. When brokenness and pain is all I know. I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. If my fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear.
To the way that you stand.
And these words that we're going to sing right now speak the truth of that. Stay standing firm in His foundation, the foundation of Christ in your life.
Estoy firme en tu gran amor.
Set me free.
There's no other name but the name that is Jesus.
Now lift that up.
He who was and still is and will be through it all. So come what may in the space between all the things unseen and this reckoning, I know I will never be
may be seated.
We'll try that again. Buenos dias. There you go. Good day. The title of today's message is, What Do You See? El título del mensaje de hoy es, ¿Qué ves? What you believe and do is based on the vantage point of what you see. Lo que cree y hace se basa en el punto de vista de lo que ve. In the news, AP News speaks about divided America. It says, it's no longer just Republican versus Democrat, liberal, or conservative. En el periódico AP dice, acerca de América que tiene división, dice, ya no se es solo republicano contra demócrata o liberal contra conservador. It goes on to say, it's about the 1% versus the 99%, the rural versus urban, white men against the world, climate doubters clash with believers. So we see that there has been a lot of divisive or division that has been created because we've had to make a choice, one or the other. Dice, en ese periódico dice, es el 1% frente al 99%, rural frente al urbano, hombres blancos frente al mundo, lo que dudan del clima chocan con los creyentes. Vemos que hay muchas decisiones que la gente han tomado y nos han dividido, nos han separado uno al otro. It goes on to say that bathrooms have become battlefields, borders are battle lines. Dice en ese periódico, los baños se han convertido en campos de batalla, las fronteras son líneas de batalla. And then it goes on, it says sex and race, faith and ethnicity, things seem to be boiling over. Dice, sexo y raza, fe y etnia, las cosas parecen estar hirviendo. So Americans seem to be more divided than ever, gridlocked over social issues, race, gender, and the economy. Los Estados Unidos están más divididos que nunca, estancados en cuestiones sociales, raza, género, y economía. Even local Facebook group, mask or no mask, tourism, or not, school, or not. Hasta aquí, localmente, dice el grupo local de Face, dice, máscara o sin máscara, turismo o uno, escuela o no. And based on others' opinions, we have cut ourselves off from friends and family. Y en base a las opiniones de otros, hemos recortado de amigos y familia. But what if we looked at this world from another perspective? Hay otra opción, sí, y si miramos a este mundo desde otra perspectiva. You see, we have limited ourselves to an either-or option, yet there is a third option. Nos hemos limitado a una opción, otra opción, pero hay una tercera opción. And this is the scripture that we're going to look at, Ephesians 2, 4 through 6. But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. Dice en Efesios 2, 4 al 6, Pero Dios, que es rico en misericordia, por causa del gran amor que nos amó, aun cuando estábamos muertos en nuestros delitos, nos dio vida juntamente con Cristo. Por gracia, ustedes han sido salvados. Y con Él nos resucitó, y con Él nos sentó en los lugares celestiales en Cristo Jesús. So the third option is we are presently seated in the heavenly realms. La tercera opción dice que estamos actualmente en este momento sentados en los reinos celestiales. That is the perspective that we're to have. We are presently seated in heavenly realms. It's not either or. It's to look at things from heaven's perspective. No nomás es si es esto o el otro, sino es saber las cosas de los ojos de que vienen de los cielos, donde está el reino de Dios. Esa es la perspectiva. The vantage point you now have is how you will see everything else around you. El punto de ventaja que tiene ahora es cómo ver todo de más a su alrededor. In Philippians 3:20 says, but we are different because our citizenship is in heaven. And from there we eagerly await the coming of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Filipenses 3:20, this is, en cambio, nosotros somos ciudadanos del cielo. Y estamos esperando que el cielo venga al Salvador, que del cielo venga el Salvador, el Señor Jesucristo. So it is not about being a democracy or a republic or socialism, communism, but it is about the kingdom of heaven. No se trata de ser una democracia, república, socialismo, comunismo, sino se trata del reino de los cielos. In Corinthians 6:24 says, don't you know that someday we Christians are going to judge and govern the world? So why can't you decide even these little things among yourselves? Don't you realize that we Christians will judge and reward the very angels in heaven? Dice en Corintios 6:2, dice, ¿ignoran acaso que un día los cristianos van a juzgar al mundo? Y si esto es así, ¿por qué entonces no resuelven entre ustedes los pequeños litigios? ¿No saben que vamos a juzgar a los ángeles? So you see, we have been given a different perspective. Vemos que Dios nos ha dado otra perspectiva. Vemos las cosas muy diferente. We see things differently. Do not just see your Christian family, friends, and coworkers from an earthly perspective, but see them as brothers and sisters in Christ first. No solo ve a su familia cristiana, amigos y compañeros de trabajo desde una perspectiva terrestre, sino que los ve como hermanos y hermanas en Cristo primero. You see, if we see each other as brothers and sisters in Christ, we're going to have grace for them. We're going to see things from God's perspective, and we're going to pray for them and encourage them in their journey with God. Si tenemos esta perspectiva de los cielos, vamos a ver a cualquier hermano y hermana con gracia, misericordia, y vamos a tratar de ayudarles en este camino, en este mundo. In Galatians it says, we are no longer Jews or Greeks or slaves or free men or even merely men or women, but we are all the same. We are Christians. We are one in Christ Jesus. En Galatas 3:28 dice, ya no hay distinción entre judío y no judío, ni entre esclavo y libre, ni entre varón y mujer. En Cristo Jesús, todos ustedes son como uno. So the question is, based on our heavenly perspective, how should we live? La pregunta es que basado en nuestra perspectiva celestial, ¿cómo debemos vivir? First thing that came to mind was, do not give in to fear. Primera cosa que vino a mi mente dice, no cedes al miedo. And here's why. Y esta es la razón. In 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Porque dice en 2 Timoteo 1:7, dice, pues Dios nos ha dado un espíritu, no nos ha dado un espíritu de temor, sino un espíritu de poder, de amor y de buen juicio. So the second thing, do not worry, but let it go. No te preocupes, déjalo ir. In Philippians 4:6, it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs, and don't forget to thank him for his answers. Quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. In Filipenses 4:6 dice, no se preocupen por nada. En cambio, oren por todo. Díganle a Dios lo que necesitan y denle gracias por todo lo que él hecho. The third thing that came to mind was to live in peace. La tercera cosa es que vivir en paz. In Philippians 4:7 it says, if you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts. In Filipenses 4:7 dice, así experimentarán la paz de Dios, que supera todo lo que podemos entender. La paz de Dios cuidará su corazón y su mente mientras vivan en Cristo Jesús. And the fourth thing is to have an attitude of gratitude. A tener una actitud de gratitud. In Philippians 4:8, it says, fix your thoughts on what is true and good and right. Think about things that are pure and lovely, and dwell on the fine good things in others. Think about all you can praise God for and be glad about. Filipenses 4:8 dice, finalmente, hermanos, aprecien todo lo que se vea verdadero, noble, recto, limpio y amable. Todo lo que merezca alabanza, suponga virtud o sea digno de elogio. So in conclusion, I want you to take a look around you. Go ahead. Start looking around you. Every one of us is unique. We come from different ethnicities, different upbringing, different educational background. Some of us have large families, others small ones. Some of us are older, some are younger. I hope you count me in as the younger. Yet we all have the same imprint within us. We are created in the image of God. So en conclusión, mira a tu alrededor. Cada uno de nosotros es único. Vinimos de diferentes etnicidades, diferente educación, diferente fondo educativo. Algunos tenemos familias grandes, otros pequeños, algunos más jóvenes, algunos más pequeños. Todos tenemos la misma impresión dentro de nosotros. Somos creados a imagen de Dios. Therefore, let us show grace towards each other with love and understanding, and look upon all of life from our position right now that is found in heaven. Por lo tanto, mostremos gracia el uno al otro con amor y entendimiento, y miremos toda la vida desde nuestra posición que se encuentra en el cielo. And so if we were to take the third option and look at all of life from heaven's perspective, that changes everything. Everything. Si vemos todas las cosas de la mirada desde el cielo al mundo, todo cambia. When I look at my wife from an earthly perspective, she's my wife. When I look at her from a heavenly perspective, she's my sister. I will have more grace for my sister than I will have for my wife, because my earthly realm thinks my wife is supposed to do this, this, and this. Whereas my sister, it's like my role is to help her in her journey to become more Christ-like. Cuando veo a mi esposa, si lo veo por la vista del terrenal, voy a tener algunas pensamientos como ella debe de portarse. Pero si la veo con mi hermana en Cristo, mi hermana espiritualmente, voy a tener más gracia, misericordia, voy a tratar de ayudarle en su camino con Dios. You see, we have been given an opportunity with this crazy thing that's going on all over this world, especially here in America. We've been given an opportunity to rise up as a church and as a community, to live out our Christian faith, to live out what we believe. But we have to see it from the eyes of Christ, because at that point, that's where we are seated right now. Right now, you are seated in heavenly places. So let's look at the earth from that vantage point. Ahorita, en este momento, nuestro espíritu está sentado en los cielos. Y podemos ver este mundo de esa ventaja. Hay que seguir adelante con el Señor, con esos ojos, los ojos espirituales. Let us continue to go on our journey with those spiritual eyes. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Enrique. I'd say he hit it out of the park. More times than Sammy Sosa. You pitched a more perfect game than Fernando could ever have pitched, and you scored more beautiful points than Ronaldo ever could score. Amen. And what I like best about it is that third option that we have, because who's that third option? Who created that third option? It's not ours. Whose is it? Go ahead. You can say it. It's okay. Because he's here. He created all this. He created all of us. It's God's plan. It's not our resurrection plan. It's God's resurrection plan. We were dead. We were absolutely hopeless. And then God did something amazing. He brought us back to life. Just as he brought his son Jesus back to life, he brought us back to life so that we could live that life and live that life now. Why is Jesus sitting at the right hand of God? What is he doing there? What does the Bible say that he's doing there? He's helping whom? Us. Yes, he's helping us. And in that way, we do sit right there with him, don't we? And actively, we are acting out for him. We are doing his work. And that's what the Apostle Paul wants us to see. That's that God took action, that God broke through, and God accomplished breaking the spell of evil, allowing us to be set free to do then the work of his son, Jesus Christ. And all of this, as we know, becomes available to us as we believe that, as we take that option, as we believe that truth, as we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and in so receiving him, receive his Holy Spirit. And we must understand thoroughly what has happened to us. And Paul and Enrique broke it down perfectly. There are three things the apostle points out. Number one, Paul says, Enrique says, God says, I made you alive with Jesus Christ. Notice that in parentheses there. I like that. In parentheses there in verse 4, he says, by grace you have been saved. And if we drop down to verse 8 in that same Ephesians chapter 2, it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works. So nobody here can boast. We are his workmanship, created in Christ for good works. Good works that we can only do after we have received God. And his Holy Spirit does those good works through us. So the first step is that we are made alive together with Christ. Second comes being raised up with him. We have eternal life. We have eternal life. When did that start? When we die? No. I see the shaking of the heads. That's one good thing about masks. You can really see the shaking of the head better, you know? No. We are raised with him to eternal life. And thirdly, he has made us to sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And that's the most amazing of the three. And I'm glad that Enrique focused on that. These are not merely theological phrases. These represent realities. Realities that we have already attained, that have happened to us, which we desperately need to understand have happened to us. We can apply them to our lives. We should need to apply them to our lives. God raised us up with Christ. And yes, we are seated with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. And yet at the same time, we are here doing his work on earth. And we couldn't do his work here on earth if we were not as well seated with him in the heavenly realms. He's not speaking literally. He's not speaking physically. He's speaking what? Spiritually to us here, right? Metaphorically, he's telling us that through God's saving power, power demonstrated in Christ's physical resurrection, we already enjoy participation that the Holy Spirit in the heavenly realms where God and Christ reside. And that's what the Holy Spirit's power is. It's that same power of Christ in the heavenlies given to us here on earth. Now, it's the one benefit in the life of being in Christ, the best of the benefits of having a life in Christ. Being in Christ makes it all possible. When we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, we are totally and eternally united with him, totally and eternally united with God. Therefore, if he is in heaven, we are where? In heaven. If he is here on earth, we are also. He is with us here on earth. Therefore, being in Christ means that when God looks at us, he does not see our sins. He sees his son instead. He sees his son, Jesus Christ. For you died, Paul says in Colossians 3. And your life is now hidden with Christ in God. It's hidden with Christ in God. Our sitting and reigning with Christ is a position of authority, of honor, of triumph, not failure, depression, and defeat. And we need to know that, especially at these times when people are mostly feeling defeat, depression. God made the believer in Jesus Christ to be triumphant because we are partakers of Christ's victory over death, his victory over Satan. And for the believer, our sitting with Christ is part of the inheritance that we attain now. The verbs raised up, seated in our passage, are past tense. Therefore, our position in Christ has already been attained, has already been an accomplished fact. And that means that we are to live as ambassadors for Christ and share the good news with all that we come in contact with, and to exhibit a Christ-like life so that all who we come in contact with know and understand what it means to live like Christ, to live for Christ. And when we fully realize our position in Christ, what a tremendous difference it makes in our life. We no longer feel defeated. And so we need to remember that none of these things are possible on our own. As Enrique makes clear, it's only through our union with Jesus Christ that any of this is possible, any of this and all of this is attainable. Our victory in the Christian life is dependent on our dependency on Christ, not on ourselves. So we no longer walk according to the course of this world, but according to the life of Christ. We walk in newness of life. For us, a new humanity has begun. Amen? We are made alive together with Christ, and we're with him for all eternity. And that eternity starts now. Now. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this great truth. And we pray, if any among us here have yet to find that truth, that even in the quietness of this moment, in this beautiful place, that yes, you have created and you have set apart for now, for right now, that we can experience this new life in your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray they will open up their hearts and say, Lord Jesus, I need you. And you promised to come in. So do so. Come in, Lord. And we pray, Father, that this great transaction will take place so that they will never, ever be the same again. And God, for us who already know your truth, Lord, impress on our hearts and minds again and again that we have been made alive in Jesus Christ, called out of darkness into light, delivered from the power of Satan into the kingdom of God, and made new creatures in Jesus Christ for all eternity. We thank you, Father, for your Son's precious name, the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Why don't we just stand as we close the song together? Prepare our hearts to go out in these truths this morning.
Your love is like radiant diamonds bursting inside us. We cannot contain. Your love will
God of mercy. God of mercy. Sweet love of mine. I have surrendered to your design. May this go out today, one reminder is that if you go on to AvalonCommunityChurch.org or our homepage there, we have all the links for all these. We post the service on there on YouTube. It's actually broadcast live as well on our Facebook and page. But just spread the word for those that you know that just could benefit from the word. It's totally available to be tapped into there through the website. So we just want you to be aware of that. So go out. Go out in His love. Go out in the goodness of God, right? Just praise His name. The way you live your life for Him.
Slain. You are worthy. sing for all that you've done for me.
God bless you guys. Have a great day.